You don't have to look far in Mildura for a fast food outlet. Turn a corner and you've another store ready to sell you a quick, easy, but not so healthy meal. But is this convenience taking a toll?
Unfortunately, with the way our lifestyles have gone over the years, you know, increases in high energy foods, fatty foods, our lack of exercise, people tend to be putting on more and more weight. And we're not just seeing it now in people who are, you know, 50, 60 plus. We're actually seeing it in a lot younger people, like, you know, 30s, 40s, even 20s, and we're even seeing it in children.
Lisa Dunning is a diabetes educator with Sunraysia Community Health.
When we're talking about type 2 diabetes, obviously you'll hear people say type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes, and they'll say, okay, well, what's the difference between the two? When we're talking about type 2, it was sort of, I guess, once seen in older people. It was referred to as a lifestyle disease. You know, if you were over 50, overweight, didn't do exercise, didn't eat very well, your pancreas actually still is producing some insulin. But either it's, again, it may not be producing enough, or the insulin isn't being used as effectively as it could be. And factors which contribute to that are weight, especially abdominal weight, because that extra weight and fat is sitting over our organs and, you know, contributes to the insulin not being able to be used as effectively. Age, a family history of diabetes, high risk ethnic backgrounds such as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, people from Polynesian nations, Middle East, Chinese and Indian subcontinent, women who've had gestational diabetes, lifestyle factors, so your level of physical activity that you do and the type of food that you eat. Clearly there's things in there people can't change, but there are things people can change. So they can change the level of physical activity, the food they eat, which contributes to weight loss, which also helps your waist measurement, your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and you can quit smoking.
Diabetes Australia has reported an increase in cases of type 2 diabetes in Mildura. Almost 6% of the population now live with the disease. That's up from 2% in 2001. The data also suggests that even teenagers are contracting the disease. Robert McGlashan heads up the Northern Mallee Primary Care Partnership and is no stranger to these figures.
Diabetes type 2, as you know, it used to be called mature age onset diabetes. We only ever saw it with people that who were in their older years, 50 plus. But now we're actually seeing teenagers for the first time with type 2 diabetes, which is pretty scary.
And what complications can result from teenagers getting type 2 diabetes?
Well, a comment was made a while ago by a conference I went to by one of the professionals there that said for the first time ever we may see our generation of kids dying before they're adults because of the complications of diabetes type 2. And that is really scary statements to make. So obviously if the earlier you get diabetes, the earlier you get the complications that come with it. And you know, we're talking about kidney disease, blindness and vascular cardiac disease, stuff like that.
What do you think is behind this?
Without a doubt, it is linked to our change in lifestyle. When we were younger, we rode our bikes to school and we walked everywhere, but these days hardly anybody rides their bike to school anymore, and we've got access to so many more food outlets, fast food chains now than we had when we were kids. It's directly linked to diet and lack of exercise.
Welcome to McDonald's, take your order.
Can I get a large fries, a soft serve cone and a Coke, please?
Yeah, what size would you like?
Medium.
Anything else today?
No, thanks.
$6.05 next dinner, thank you.
Lisa Dunning is working to educate those at risk of type 2 diabetes through a prevention program called LIFE, run out of Sunraysia Community Health.
The aim of the game is to get them to look at what's happening in their own life at the moment. What sort of changes can they make? And we give them the tools of how to do that, but we get them to make changes little by little and specifically choose specific things they want to change. Like, for example, in healthy eating, to reduce your saturated fat intake, they might want to go from full cream milk down to light milk. Now, that may sound very simple, but it's a change that they can make and hopefully that they're going to stick to forever. And that's the idea of the program. It's not I'll just do that while I'm on the LIFE program, then I'll go home and I'll forget about it. It's about making little changes that you're prepared to stick to for the rest of your life, okay, to help prevent type 2 diabetes.